Panic at the Disco right here on Virgin Radio 104.4, 729. Dubai Fitness Challenge is going on one week down the you know, not only the city, I'll tell you, the whole country's getting behind it, which is awesome. Download the app. Once you download it, register and become, we're going to be the fittest city in the world.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's the aim.
That is the aim right now. And how can you not be the fittest city in the world when you have one of the fittest humans in the world? He's still hanging out with us right now. Mo Farah. Good morning, Sir Mo Farah.
Yeah.
Sir Mo Farah, ladies and gentlemen. When did you get the sir? When did the sir come in place?
Almost a couple of years ago, mate.
Wow. Sorry, mate. Sorry. If people don't call you sir, do you like, excuse me, sir?
What's the passport? No.
Is it on your passport?
Yeah, does it change on the passport?
It is my driver's license, but I got a chance to change my passport, yeah.
So it will go on the passport if you change it?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Congratulations. That is obviously, not something that everybody gets. How excited. You've won gold medals at the Olympics. You're European champion, world champion. You've done a lot. I believe something like that it affects a different emotions in the brain. I feel like that's something else.
Yeah, that's completely different. As you say, it's like you imagine where, you've been building all the way along and you just get to the top. And once you get to the top, you've got to collect it. It's quite nerve-wracking. It's challenging. And along the career come with a lot of obstacles, but at the same time, it was the best thing for me.
Mm.
Being able to do that in, obviously, first Olympic 2012 and then to come back again 4 years later and to grabbing another two medals. It was incredible.
That's one of the hardest things is coming back. And Helen has called through. Helen, how you doing?
I'm awesome, thank you.
You're on with four-time Olympic champion Sir Mo Farah. What do you want to say?
I want to actually ask how you get back from injury, or how do you stay motivated after you get injured, or if you have any kind of setback. I've gotten injured twice in the past year, and I've had goals and stuff, and every time I have a goal, something happens. And I get injured, and I'm wondering, how do you stay motivated?
Okay, hello, Helen.
Hi.
Okay, it's definitely part of it. Is you do get injured, but the important thing is you have to know how you got injured, what caused the injury, and what was the reason. It might be our bodies, it's not a machine. So sometimes when something is not quite right, or sometimes when you've gone from being just doing a bit of training to go and do lots of training, the body reacts different ways. So sometimes you get injured, sometimes you just get a bit of soreness, acne, and that's part of it. Normally tells you, hey, you slow down a little bit, you're doing too much. And then going through, and then after that, it's important that, obviously you're eating well, seeing the right physio, and just try and find out what you're weak at.
The mental motivation is the hardest thing. I think for a lot of people in Dubai, especially, even when we do the Dubai Fitness Challenge, that's the hardest thing. It's the mental game of taking that step through. Even with me, Helen, I'm guessing this is what you're talking about as well, the mental side of like, even when I miss the gym for a week, sometimes I find it hard to get back into it. Mm. You don't.
You must be so mentally strong.
I promise, I do.
But, okay.
But it comes naturally to you, doesn't it? Like, to be fit, to make sure you get that exercise in, right?
Yeah, it's important for me, I'll get the exercise, because if I didn't exercise and didn't do the work, for example, like you didn't show up this morning here, you're gone out the door, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. So if I didn't do the right training and run every day and be at that fit, then I will get beat. My opposition's like always coming for you. So that's what motivates me.
But like, for us to go to the gym, I'll motivate myself mentally. I go, Chris, get off, just go to the gym. I'll train for an hour. You, come on, Mo, come on. Come on, Sir Mo. Come on, Sir Mo. You call yourself Sir Mo?
I just Mo.
Come on, Mo. You got to go. But then you're running for miles. It's not like I'm just going to go get this in for an hour. You're then on. That's a different type of motivation.
Yeah, that's different motivation. As you said, sometimes the hardest thing for me is on a Sunday. Being able to run plus 20-something miles, sometimes 24, 23, sometimes even 26 miles. And that's just in training.
Just a training day.
That's and then you
people would work their entire life just to do that one time.
I know, but if I didn't do it in training, then I wouldn't be running marathons and doing all this stuff. So it is challenging, but at the same time, I try not to make it complicated, because more complicated you make it, more harder it's going to get. So you have to go and tell yourself, yeah, I'm just going to get this run, have a cup of tea. Go
you make it maybe sound to so easy.
Go for a run. 4 to 6 p.m. this Saturday, the Palm Jumeirah, the fitness village, is here for the Dubai Fitness Challenge. You need a little bit of motivation. You need just to see this guy in real life. Sir Mo Farah, thank you for hanging out with us. You're not going anywhere because I want to play one more little game with you, all right? Sir Mo Farah, in studio with us right now. 13 Radio.